epigraph from Dante, in English it's basically the master of the country business. One, the Medicis. It's late winter in Florence, nearly spring. I'm sleeping in the shadow of the Medicis under the eye of corruption. The chapel's where the princes sleep, while in my little room, as if I too were a body in the tomb of the Medicis. At night, when the sewers run into the streets of San Lorenzo, and ripeness mixes inside the stench from the Arno, we breathe it in, the princes and I, the sweet rot of a living animal, the scent of wine and apples degrading. Lorenzo the Magnificent, Cosimo the Elder, Piero the Gouty, how they loved the rankness of the human body. Don't be fooled by the figures on their tombs, dawn and dusk, night and day by Michelangelo, giants marbled in tomb light, resembling us, dissembling us. Michelangelo's bodies are incorruptible, bigger than life, more beautiful than we are, but not more real. The Medicis were real. The Medicis had ambition. They overreached and died young. Don't you hear them sighing in the darkness? It's as if you're listening to your own mind, breaking down into a human echo. And I should say that my room overlooked, I was looking straight at the tomb of the Medicis, and they were so, it was such a peculiar angle. They were so overlarge, the outside of that, the Medici chapels. Two, the monsters. Pity the monsters, pity the monsters, from Robert Lowell's lines. 10 years ago, I would have hated you. Now I find you funny and kind. I forgive you your cigars. You think you can read me, and you're wrong. I like that you're wrong about women. It makes me feel smarter and more erotic than you are. And I like the way you take my arm when we walk after dinner late in the old city, the Quattrocento unfolding on either side of the Piazza Signoria, and not a soul but us to mark the spot where they burn Savonarola. The light's smoky this time of year, almost witchy, a kind of light that flatters and conceals the edges we don't like about ourselves. We talk about the dead we have in common, famous poets in the hills, men who pitied monsters and themselves, never their children or their wives. We love them anyway, but why, unless we're monsters too? Never mind, it's late, console me. Show me Perseus in the head of his Gorgon, Judith in the head of Holofernes. It's a dead heat in the gender wars and nobody's winning. You tell me about a girl you like, the one you're courting in your hotel, a chambermaid of incomparable ripeness. She's 25, you're 60. You say that when you gaze into her eyes, you can see she's already been corrupted. You relish the word, the way you relish the female body. Corruption. There is no pleasure without sin. The idea, like you, has a kind of charm. Old seducer, you're neither my father nor my lover. Neither of us is as corrupt as we pretend to be. What are we doing walking together in the dark?